Congress is considering President Bush's proposal to make more federal funds available for religious social services. Many advocates believe that these initiatives offer clients more emotional support than secular organizations. Commentator Sheila Rogers, a client of the Christian Women's Job Corps in Dallas, says faith has been an essential component of her recovery.
At the age of 39, I lost a breast to cancer. I was already addicted to prescription drugs, pain pills, and nerve pills. The loss of my breast was devastating. I became very angry and started smoking crack cocaine. It took me down hard and fast. In 98, I found myself in jail, facing up to 20 years for writing my own prescriptions. I had no regard for men's rules or laws. After 4 days crying in jail, I said, "Okay, God, I give up. My best efforts got me here. I trust you to direct my life." I got 3 years probation. God directed me to Care Center Ministries, which had a lot of rules. I had to attend church 11 times each week. I was determined to finish the program. It took me 34 months to get through that 18-month program. When it came time to get a job, I was really just terrified. I had no prosthesis. I was living at a drug rehab. I hadn't worked to speak of in 12 years, and I was supposed to ask someone to give me a job. God stepped in and led me to Christian Women's Job Corps. I had classes 5 days a week for 10 weeks. We had Bible study, computer training, personal discovery, family issues, communication skills, money management, and job readiness. What they did for me was to help me build up my self-esteem. We studied Psalms 139, which was key. God thinks I'm really special. The center also took up donations and bought me a prosthesis. Everyone there helped me realize that I do have value. Christian Women's Job Corps also provided me with a mentor named Carolyn Smith, a retired secretary from Boeing. We spent my off days together. We discussed my problems and the options I had for solving them. She took me for my job interview and to look for an apartment. We also prayed together. I have been working for Brooksweir Furniture Outlet now for a year and a half. I completed my 3 years probation with flying colors. Because I had something called deferred adjudication, I now don't even have a record. That's what God does. He takes away your sin. I've learned responsibility and a whole new way of life. I've learned that peace and happiness come from within, and no one but God and myself can achieve that. I learned that at Christian Women's Job Corps from lots of wonderful Baptist women who I love and greatly appreciate. I believe only a church-based program would have helped me, and without God, I would be in prison or dead.
The comments of Sheila Rogers, who assigns furniture delivery trucks in Dallas.